Ahoy, Vachon. How's the French say, Vachon? This is the Brown Briefly, where less is more, more or less, coming to you live over KVSH 101.9 FM, Voice of Vachon, your island connection. Please make us part of your day. And be advised that our assertions and views, which can modestly be described as progressive persuasion, do not in any way reflect the opinions of KVSH or Voice of Vachon.
Hello, friends, coming to you live on June 23rd, 2026. This is the Brown Briefly podcast and weekly radio show, radiating from the Gene Bosch Voice of Vachon broadcast studio, the confluence of creativity, civic engagement, cultural awareness, and community significance in the bustling and bodacious heart of our bucolic island community. That was the voice of our late founder, Brian Brown. And from the bountiful shores of Vachon Island, our bold and blameless band of Brieflies bravely buzz into a busy and bonkers review of the blast of brawls that bracket our island, keeping Brian's brilliant blaze alive through weekly episodes of quote-unquote intelligent discussion laced with humor and empathy, always guided by Brian's mantra that less is more, more or less. And that was the
beautiful
intro.
I was going to say, that was the B. This was the B introduction today.
It was
today,
the B introduction from our friend Bruce Holman, one of our absent Brieflies who crafted the King of Alliteration script that I just pawed my way through even without my glasses. All right. So our Briefly panel includes our control board magician, Vachon Airport commissioner, treetop flyer, partially reformed Texan and Montana transplant landing on Vachon, Truman O'Brien.
Good morning. I am here.
Good morning. We also have legal beagle, mediator, Fulbright scholar, high fashion women's shoe salesman, Pinkerton guard, treetop flyer, and aspiring guitar player, Craig Bellis.
Twang.
I'm here. Thanks. I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad that we're missing a few of our fellow Briefly.
Yes. We wouldn't have room for them.
We have a packed house today. You listeners are very excited. We will have the strawberry come closer to the mic here in a minute so that you can see it through the magic of radio. But as we await all of our introductions from our gaggle of candidates here, we have a special, very special show today. Let me also say hello to our missing Brieflies today. Historian, down under aficionado, professor, sailor, author, and walking, talking Vachon encyclopedia, Bruce Holman is out today.
That is true.
He is. And also we have good troublemaker, mariner, backpacker, climber, cyclist, organizer, top secret engineer and rower Kevin Jones is on the water today.
Yeah, and we hope he's listening. He's up at Langley in Whidbey today. And he said he's in a dead zone when it comes to internet, so he can't Zoom in today. But he's going to try next week.
So. Okay. Well, isn't that part of the wonderfulness of taking a summer on the water?
You bet it is.
Yeah.
You bet it is.
Yeah, getting out of touch. And I am part-time Politico, affordable housing advocate, record setter for most buses parked at RFK Stadium, Vachon Island Fire and Rescue Commissioner, novelist, and full-time shenanigans coordinator, Amy Dreher. Wait, where's our screaming goat? How do you make it?
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. We got our screaming goat and our bell. The bell is my favorite.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So this week, we have many of the candidates for unofficial mayor of Vachon Island, who we will introduce to you shortly. It is a packed mayoral race this year with one of the best slate of candidates I think we have seen in years. So we are going to introduce you to each of these folks and their candidates and their organizations this week on the Brown Briefly, and you will vote early and vote often with your dollars to support these amazing Vachon organizations. But before we do, we're going to go around the horn, and we're going to have to be brief with what we did this week as we go around the horn, because let me see, who do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people at the table today. So we will lead it off with your top highlight from the week past. Craig, what's been going on?
I was going to give you a whole bunch. I could go Surf, Sugar Shack, and Wheel Alignment. But Sugar Shack and Dusty 45s. Mm. I love those guys. And danced our butts off.
Nice.
Had a really, really good time Saturday night.
So that's what Sugar happened Shack. To it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He danced it off.
That's
he
what
danced it off. Bye. Which fabulous car did you
the
align?
Porsche. Real quick, brought it in there for at Trueline, a great place. I went in there and they go, you don't have the right wheel lock bolt, thing to take off the wheels. Because the lugs have one of them, got to have a special deal to slide on there. They said, you don't have the right one, and we don't have it either. We can't take it off. Like, I drove all the way over from Vashon to, to downtown.
Figure it out.
And they go, well, we can figure it out, but we'd wreck it, and we don't have another one to replace it with. So I said, oh, so you can't do the wheel alignment? Well, she said, we could do the wheel alignment, but you don't really need that. But we need it to do the wheel balance. And I go, okay. And then he goes, but in order to make the ride a little softer, we can take a little air out of the coilovers
on it.
And I go, that's great. Mm-hmm. And then after about an hour and a half, he comes in and I go, how much do I owe you? He goes, nothing.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, granted. Wow. Just because of the hassle of you coming all the way over from Vashon.
Wow.
I wish Costco would say that to me.
Yeah. Especially after you fill up with gas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Six bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, what's been up with you this week?
Oh, golly. I planted a whole bunch of sunflowers, and a few of them sprouted, and the birds got several of them, but... they should be ready in time for Strawberry Festival.
Oh, all right.
Ooh.
Good.
So are you going to harvest the flowers or the seeds?
The flowers.
Mm-hmm. Are they the really big ones or just the...
A whole variety.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm not coming to your house because I am so allergic. I'd be blowing my head off.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Are we talking poppies? No.
No.
Harvesting the seeds of poppies.
That's different. No. That's a different. Yeah. That's a different profit-making endeavor. It is
exactly.
A different show.
Exactly.
We'll get Shango in here or something. All right, Allison, how about you? What have you been up to this week?
Well, this week I've been kind of excited about the whole unofficial mayor race. We're getting it going. It's super exciting to have the island get friendly competition and everyone get excited about it. We have 8 amazing nonprofit groups, which is also just a hearty competition. It's consuming me. I got to get my beach comb out. We've been changing the website. I'm ready for this show. Like, just really excited about getting everyone's nonprofit making a lot of money and supporting the island is where we should all be doing. So I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. All right, Ashley, how about you? What's a highlight of the week?
My baby's turning 1.
Oh,
hey, all right.
Really? Already?
Yeah, it went
what?
By fast.
It did go by fast. Are you going to have a birthday party?
I am at the Vashon Eagles.
Oh, yeah. All right. There it is.
It's a great place if you have kids to rent out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it. They have a new play structure, and they make it very welcoming for families now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Right on, Lisa. What have you been up to this week?
We are getting ready for Hoop Fest, so I'm trying to clean and get them prepared to go hoop it up in Spokane.
Nice. Excellent. All right, Jade, how about you?
Hi there. We had a lovely Saturday taking the water taxi over to the Mariners game, minus the loss. It was Filipino Heritage Night, so we're excited to be there.
Excellent.
Cool.
And is there anything the strawberry would like to communicate from its week?
I'm here interpreting for the strawberry. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's probably excited about his new hat that was
spankin'.
Especially made just for him.
Yeah, it's woven. It's such carefully woven craft paper, I think. It's beautiful. You've got to meet this strawberry. You are excited. And also we have representatives. Lisa and Ashley have brought us adorable representatives from Vashon Preschool, Vashon Explorers Preschool. And Maria, Tell us about your week.
Oh my goodness, I've had all kinds of fun this week at the Senior Center. We're getting ready, of course, for Unofficial Mayor's Race, and I can't wait for our Giving Tree to meet the strawberry, because there could be a romance. Who knows? Ooh. Maybe we had a plant romance.
Ooh.
And we have some staff people going just nuts making an actual tree. There will be a 3D tree walking around. And for me, I transplanted some tomatoes just in time, because they were kind of just looking at me mournfully every time I came home. So I got them into big pots and planted another couple of dahlias. So that was very exciting.
Very nice. Very nice. And Truman, how about you?
Well, I had probably the most exciting week of all. I got to change the compost.
Ooh.
We have 5 horses, I hate to say.
Oh.
And they produce a lot of compost, as it were. And so I have to take the tractor and move the compost. So that was my week. That was it. Exciting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Greg.
Excellent.
We're moving. Oh, wait a minute. That's one of the words we can't say.
That's right.
Bringing it back. All right.
And how about you, Amy?
It was work. I was a little bit head down in work this week. And then it was so nice outside this weekend. It was kind of nice just to like chill out. We've been doing a lot of work around the house, and it was a good weekend to enjoy the fruits of our labors around the home.
I did do one fun thing. I did go for a short flight this week. And I was just going to go out and just see if I could remember how, it's been a while.
Yeah, sure.
And as it turns out, one of my friends out there said, hey, can I go along? I said, yeah, hop on board. Found out it was her birthday. So I got to do a birthday flight.
Well, that's pretty special.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's been pretty good flying weather, I think.
Oh, it's been great. A little bumpy because it's warm.
Yeah.
But yeah, really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So today I'm going to jump us right into small talk, because we have a lot of folks who have some really awesome things to say. And I think we'll also be, giving some shout out to the folks who aren't here as well. We'll make sure and get some good conversation into them, because I don't know that we could get more people into the studio.
I don't think so.
All right. So our guests today are a menagerie of Vashon's cutest and most beloved politicos, the best humans our island has to offer from our incredible nonprofit community, the wild and wonderful crew comprising the 2026 slate of candidates running for unofficial mayor of Vashon Island. The race for unofficial mayor is a sweet strawberry festival tradition here on Vashon, with former office holders including fairies, dogs, goats, humans, sometimes, and more. Does anyone else remember a category of creature?
Invisible Sprite.
Sprite was
we have a slug one year?
Camp South. Invisible Sprite. Uncle Wigglebottom.
Oh, Uncle Wigglebottom.
Uncle Wigglebottom, yeah. From Camp South.
Yeah. That's a slug. You say a slug?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay, slowly. I mean, that slug might still be making its way to the podium.
To the mic.
Yeah.
I mean, this year we have a whale. We've got a dog. We've got a strawberry. We have a tree. We have kids and dogs. And we have a lot of different alternatives this year too that are really fun to vote for.
Okay, well, and before we whip the table around here and see who's who, Allison, do you have a complete list of all 8 organizations and candidates?
Yes, I do. And we have Vashon Youth and Family Services sitting beside me that are running as a bee. They're going to bee support the hive. Vashon Household, which is cute. Amy Dreyer. Well, also cute. You're also cute, too.
Yeah, our little red dog.
Red is the office dog, is running for Vashon Household. We have Vashon Explorers Preschool, and they're doing preschoolers and pets, and they're here with their preschoolers. I don't see a pet. And the Dev Project is also announcing Jazzy for Justice, and Dove's raising funds for their work. Friends of Mukai is here today, and they are doing Marshall the Strawberry. And Marshall just stood up and took a bow with the hat and all. We have Vashon Senior Center doing the Giving Tree. And it's a homemade tree that people are doing, like a three-dimensional tree. We have Inclusion Island doing Doug Hershey. He's the advocate for community everywhere. And we have Vashon Nature Center announcing the candidate, the singer, the Vachon's gray whale. Ooh. So we have eight outstanding candidates, all who are in need of your support. And each dollar is one vote. So you should probably start off by giving at least $100 to every nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then give yourself 100 votes just to start it. And then do that at least once a week. Tell all your friends, because the goal is to have these nonprofits thinking that this is the best thing they've ever done, which is true. So you guys start voting.
Yeah.
It's on all their websites. Go to all their websites. They all have a donation code, a UPC code, a Zelle code. They all have some way to donate on their websites.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right.
Well, it's vote often and vote for the number of candidates you would like. It's a good American tradition, you know.
Buy those votes. Just steal that election.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can steal elections. Also, I will say that it runs until Saturday afternoon on July 18th for Saturday Festival. So you can't, it kind of cuts off on Saturday afternoon. And then we announce it at the main stage at 3 o'clock. So get your votes in now. Don't wait for the bucket at the parade to put in a dollar. Get it all in early so we can just make sure. Yeah, and we encourage elections, voting, stealing, and all those things.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good fun.
It's great. It's just, it's one of the ways that you can vote and pay for your votes legally.
Right.
So this is the West Coast, you know. We're not savages here. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit here to each one of the individuals who are representing their organizations. And I'll start with Tiffany on my right. Normally what we do at the beginning of a show when we have a guest is we go through this sort of interrogatory about who are you, you know, what where are you from, da-da-da-da-da. And we will do that, but we want to keep it sort of a little bit short and spend most of the time telling us about your organization. But first of all, Tiffany, tell us who you are, how long or whatever you've been on Vachon, and how you're associated with this organization and why this organization deserves a vote. And that'll be the routine as we move around the island, around the table.
Well, it is an island.
It is a virtual tour.
It is an island.
Thanks, Craig. Tiffany Shira, I've been on the island for, 23 years. I am the marketing communications manager at Vachon Youth and Family Services. And what was the last part of that question?
Told us what you do there.
Yeah.
Then we need to know about the organization.
Oh, yes. So our organization has amazing programs that help the community thrive.
And we have one of your employees that is a DJ for us.
That's right. He
Tom
does a
Walston.
Show called Adventures in Recovery, Tuesdays at 1:30.
Yeah.
It's always an adventure.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And you've been on his show a couple of times.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
When I said terse, you were, took it to heart.
Yeah, brevity.
I give everybody
brevity.
A chance.
Yeah.
Now, a bee, is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about a bee. Bee is part of our Be There campaign. It's going on all year long, and there are events and activities that bring the community together and sort of eliminate the mental health stigma. It's about showing up for each other, be there to listen, be there to ask how you're doing, that sort of thing.
Fabulous. So that's now, excellent. Are we keeping the bee away from the strawberry?
No, don't they go together?
To avoid the pollination?
The tree is going to, the bee and the tree.
With the tree and the strawberry.
Ooh, it's a sassy year. We're going to have some controversy this year. Yeah.
And I assume you'll be in the parade as well.
We will. We'll be doing a little bee dance.
Yeah, that's a great transition from Uncle Wigglebottom doing a bee dance, right? Don't they wiggle their little bottoms?
They shake a tail
feather. Yeah.
All right, Ashley.
Hello.
And we have two awesome kids in here. So Ashley and Lisa are on the job. Like most working moms, they are multitasking.
We are at all times.
Doing a great job.
I had two under two, but now they're getting a little older, but they move more.
So Ashley, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I started Vachon Explorers Preschool with my best friend, who is now my co-partner, Lisa Moe. We've been friends for 17 years.
Yeah.
And we both had our own preschools on Vashon. And we always were calling each other and like kind of coming up with new ideas or just venting through our day. And then one day she looked at me and was like, why don't we just do this together? And I was like, you're right. And I wanted to start a family. She'd already ran a preschool with two kids. She's like, it's doable. And I was like, okay. So we did it. And we're on year four of our nonprofit.
Excellent.
Yeah. We chose to do a nonprofit because we both love Vashon and we want to give back to all the kids on Vashon Island, which a lot of people call us crazy for doing that. But we've enjoyed every part of it. It was a little hard at first, but now we feel like it's great. We give back every day.
Could I ask how many kids do you have?
We usually have between 12 and 13.
Wow.
And then I also have Savannah goes to school with me, and then Sadie stays home with a babysitter.
Excellent.
Eventually we'll have a little more.
That's excellent.
And when do you sign up if you have somebody who's interested in going to your preschool?
Anytime. We're welcoming kids at all times. We welcome people to come tour our space. Even if you're not interested, you just want to come look at it as a community member. We have people come visit all the time.
Where is that?
The Presbyterian Church across the street from Island Queen. We're in the old Creative Preschool building. Which has been great to hear. All of our friends went to Creative Preschool when they were younger, so they tell us stories all the time, which is fun.
Great.
And do you have a website by chance?
We do. We're VashonExploresPreschool.com, and you can also email us at VashonExploresPreschool@gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay.
And
excellent.
By the way, Vashon Youth and Family Services, of course, has a website.
We do. It is VYFS.org. And the preschools on the island are part of the Child Care Coalition, and VYFS is a fiscal sponsor for them. Mm-hmm. So any donations that go to the Vashon Child Care Coalition directly benefit the preschools on the island.
Cool.
Excellent. Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah, Lisa and I are co-founders of the Early Child Coalition and have been working with them, and it's been great. We've had a lot of community that are interested in building up child care for 0 to 2. It's a missing place on Vashon. Mm-hmm. And so Lisa and I want to get it out there for all the working families that are looking for child care. Hopefully one day we'll have a center or a daycare that can take 0 to 2. But right now we're working on nanny shares and coming. Yeah. Equitability for everybody to find a space for their 0 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, when our daughter was 0 to 1, we really had an issue trying to find someone that could take care of her.
I still have it, and I am a teacher. I am a preschool teacher. I have to every week put a little puzzle together for childcare.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not alone out there. We're trying to help you.
No, that's great. That's an excellent goal for sure.
How long has your preschool been in existence?
She said 4
Lisa
years.
And I've been together for, this is our 4th school year, starting in the fall.
Okay.
That's but cool. We've both been in early childhood for our whole lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lisa had Little Islanders for 10 years, and I worked at Love and Laughter Preschool for 13 years with Jenny Michelson.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Now, the individual running for mayor is whom?
Well, we're not an individual. Preschool is a class and a team. So we are Vashon Explorers Classroom, and all of our children are running, and 2 dogs, Copper and Penny, are in our classroom every day. The kids love them, and they are also part of our race.
Nice. Excellent.
That's a good idea. Bring in all of the beautiful young children and the gorgeous little dogs. And, you know,
yeah, I don't know, man.
Great marketing,
yeah,
I might add.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We also have a baby.
Jade, tell us about yourself.
Hi there. Thanks for having us. My name is Jade Agua, and I am representing Friends of Mukai. My family moved to Vashon in 2020, and I've been working at Mukai for the last year or so. And we are the stewards of the Mukai Farm and Garden. If you haven't been, it's very close to Dragon's Head Cidery off of Bank and 107th. Please come by. It's the only free public garden on the island. Open, no gates, no fee, open from dawn to dusk every day for everyone to enjoy. It's beautiful right now. The peonies just faded, but the irises are coming up, and it's a really lovely space.
It is beautifully right done. Mm-hmm. Beautifully done. Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are hosting a Japanese immersion camp for kiddos for the week. So we have about 16 kids some volunteers who came forward to host that this week on site.
Cool. We took our preschoolers down there to see the frogs in the pond.
Oh yeah, that's great. Lovely. And your candidate is?
I have with me Marshall the strawberry. Marshall is named after actually a type of strawberry, which was what the Mukai family favored to grow. The Marshall strawberry was small but sweet, and most importantly, first to ripen so that they could hit the markets first and fast. Very entrepreneurial family operating the largest strawberry farm on Vashon before World War II.
And this is, I think I remember from the Strawberry Festival logo, this is 100 years?
It is 100 years.
Wow. So for Marshall?
We had to step it up and bring an unofficial mayoral candidate for this year. The patriarch of the family, Bidi Mukai, was actually known as the Strawberry King. Marshall's here representing the fruit and highlighting our fruit barreling projects. So in addition to farming, the family also invented a freezing method at the time. It was using sugar and big barrels, and they would aggregate berries from across the island to pack and ship because they wanted to go straight to market themselves. They didn't want anybody in between getting a cut, and they did that right off of the dock of our fruit barreling plant. Nice. And so that's our main project right now, and Marshall's campaign is to support the restoration of that building, not only for history's sake, like this. It's still standing 100 years later, but it's vacant and not in use, and it's really representative of what our island lost when our Japanese and Japanese American community were forced to leave in 1942. Mm-hmm. To go from one of the most successful families on the island to as the building as it stands now, empty and decrepit, we want to restore it, keep that history alive, but also bring it back into use for our community today. We have a wonderful partnership with the VIGA, Vashon Island Growers Association, so hoping to make it a space where our growers on the island can do what the Mukais did, come together, aggregate their crops, make value-added food products, and just support our local food infrastructure.
Yeah, nice.
That is a great, regrettable, and wonderful part of Vashon history. We've had representatives from Mukai on the show in the past, and it's a wonderful organization. So now we have the Bird King and the Strawberry King.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, we need a crown. Marshall needs a little crown to add to that.
I was going to say that I saw a little jealousy, Craig, when you saw that costume. he was the Bird King himself for the opera.
Oh, that's true.
Craig was, yeah. If
that's
you missed
true.
That,
my opera debut.
That's right.
he just really wants the hat, well, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That looks like the hat. Is the hat brand new? That's,
yes, yeah. Woven mm-hmm. just last night.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's quite a nice job.
We're very resourceful on the farm, if you can believe it. That once was a lawnmower bag.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, wow. Zero Waste is so
Reuse.
Proud of you right now.
All right, Maria. Tell us about yourself and your organization.
Aw, thanks, everybody. I'm just sitting here loving living on Vashon, I have to say. I'm Maria Glanz. I'm the executive director of Vashon Senior Center. Let me see, I've been on the island since 2012. We moved here in 2012, and I commuted to the island before that, working with UMO Ensemble and Open Space for a bit. And I've been at the Senior Center since 2023. And I got to say, we call it the nicest place on Vashon, and it really kind of is. We are just the nicest place on Vashon. If you walk into the Senior Center, you are greeted with a smile and a hi, what's your name? We are this. Pretty much everyone who comes in, which is awesome. And that's true of anybody any age. But seniors on Vashon make up about half of our population. And King County considers anyone 55 and older a senior. So That's a lot of people. And we also, we love that because we're like, what is, why, you know, there's this thing about, oh, I don't want to be a senior. We're like, thank God we're seniors. We made it. Yeah. It is a great place to be. You are a success if you get to be a senior, I think. And Vashon's a wonderful place to be a senior and also a really challenging one in a lot of ways. If you get to an age where you don't drive anymore, can be hard to get to doctor's appointments. People get isolated at home, and isolation is a huge, huge public health hazard. So we are kind of there for anyone, for any senior who needs something. If you're a senior on Vashon and you need something, call the senior center. Because if we can't provide it, we can probably set you up with somebody or at least give you a phone number. We do amazing lunches 3 days a week. We're doing almost 1,200 lunches a month now.
Wow.
And I think about 60% of those are delivered to homebound seniors wow. by teams of volunteers. Volunteers power all so much of what we do, in addition to this mighty little team senior center staff. We've got services like foot care, haircuts with Donnie from the Estuary Senior Saints, and social work, geriatric social work support. We partner with a ton of lots of the organizations in Vashon Social Services Network. There's a lot of seniors over at JG Commons with Vashon Household. So what else? We have all kinds of programs, strength training at Oprah Park. Vashon Parks is a huge, fabulous partner. We've got strength training over there, spinal mobility, which is kind of chair yoga, Zumba, any kind of card game you want to play, and you must be quiet during bridge. I've learned that. It's so tempting to go mess with them, though. I just want to go poke them and make faces, and they're very serious. And I love them, all the bridge people.
No yelling bingo in the middle of
them. No. Oh, but we do have a great rainbow bingo once a year.
Oh, yeah.
That's our, that is our, have been our big fundraiser. So, yeah, I think that I've babbled. Yeah.
And well, I have to tell you, my mother went there for a while when she was living here on the island. Uh-huh. And the thing she loved most was bingo, speaking of bingo.
Oh, yeah.
And she would come home with dots all over her hands.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't very good at hitting the board.
Oh, so. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
But
it's
fun. That was great fun and really appreciate the effort.
So. It's pretty cool. And our Giving Tree, I can talk about that now?
Please.
Now's the time?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. So we're running the Giving Tree as our mayoral candidate. And the Giving Tree adorns the back wall of the Senior Center. Last year, 2025, we did a big renovation of our memorial garden that's behind the center. Bruce Hallman was a big prompt for that because he wrote an article about all the war memorials on Vashon. And we were the final footnote for being the worst one.
Oh,
it was in such disrepair. Oh. And that's nobody's fault. The memorial behind the Senior Center, it's a memorial wall with two beautiful plaques. It was built by the Bacchus family, who lost two sons at the very end of World War II. And it was opened at the same time our building opened as Vashon's first library, Vashon Memorial Library, with Marjorie Stanley as the librarian. Yep. I think she's still in the building somewhere. We hear her, or we hear somebody sometimes. And the Senior Center took it over in 1980. So at any rate, Memorial Garden had become kind of a driveway. There was a storage shed in the way. So last year, we renovated it and rededicated it with a beautiful ceremony over last year's Memorial Day weekend. Had a rededication ceremony and then had a great big community cookout the next day and unveiled the Giving Tree, which is on the back wall of the Senior Center, and it's adorned with copper and gold leaves. And anyone can buy a leaf. Anyone can be honored on the tree if they've had an impact on Vashon Senior Center. And that is true, we have found, of so many people. It's not just the people who live here. It's the people who made us, who are part of the Senior Center now. I got a leaf from my dad, who was a POW and missing in action in World War II, a gold leaf for veterans. And I got a leaf from my mom, a copper one, because I know how proud they would be of the work I get to do. It kind of makes me teary when I think about it. They're gone now, but it touches me. So the leaves are all over the tree, and it's a fundraising tree for us. Leaves are $200. And we also know not everybody can afford that. you know, I had to save up for my two leaves and I got to save up for more. And there are so many people who deserve to be honored and on that tree. So this year, the Giving Tree is running for the Leaf Fund.
Oh, perfect.
All donations go in the Leaf Fund. We're taking names throughout the year. Anyone can nominate someone who should be on the tree.
Nice.
And at the end of this year, we'll draw names and give away as many leaves as we can.
Excellent.
I would love to see the tree filled up yeah. by the end of the year.
So you Excellent. Could give like $200 to the senior center for Marshall the Strawberry and the Mukai family,
yes,
for
you
instance.
Sure could. Yeah. You could nominate yeah. any of the candidates. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You absolutely mm-hmm. could. Or you could just buy your leaf now. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Hey, Tiffany, did you have something you want to say about that?
When you were talking about all the things going on at the senior center, you forgot dancing.
Oh, yes.
I stopped in one day to drop something off, and I got invited to dance. It yes. was very fun.
Yes. Might have been square dancing?
Yes.
Yep, square nice. Dancing. Super fun.
I have to say, I have had the great pleasure of singing at the Senior
yes.
Center as Father Christmas.
Yes,
on
you
occasion.
Have.
And it just was wonderful, you know, welcomed by the seniors there.
It's one of our favorite things. We have talks, I should also say, 2 to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, after our lunches, we have people come in and do talks and programs. Bruce is there. Someone from the Heritage Museum is there once a month. Vashon history, Vashon geology with Steve Bergman. Anything you might be. And if you have anything you want to share, just tell us. You can come do a program.
You know, I was there with Vashon 250. It was Bruce Hallman and John
yeah.
Flora.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is a new show that's here on The Voice of Vashon. I have to put a plug in for those guys. It's at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, and I really highly recommend listening to this show. Yeah. It is so educational about from the War of Independence through modern times. Mm. And they talk about all the things that occurred and how those events back in the early days affected life throughout the history and how it affected Vashon. Oh. So it's really interesting. But you folks did a really nice job of putting that on. So
thank you.
That.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, it's great.
And while we're at it, let's remind the folks about your website.
Oh, absolutely. VashonCenter.org.
Right.
Easy peasy.
And did we get one for Mukai?
It's Mukai. That's M as in Mary, U-K-A-I, farmandgarden.org.
There we go. Well, that's fabulous. It's wonderful that you're here joining us and that we were able to fit you all into the studio. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about Vashon Household.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And our little red dog, who has been in the Brown Briefly, been a member of the panel of the Brown Briefly. And I hear we're going to be going to YouTubes at some point. Yeah. Do we know when our TV debut will
be? Well, we've got a couple of little technical things that we have to complete back at our mm-hmm. main studio back on Sunrise Ridge. Mm-hmm. And once that gets up and running perfectly, we also have a brand new, by the way, folks, you folks that are here, you notice that we have all brand new equipment.
Yeah.
It's really it's nice.
Beautiful.
Really nice
yeah.
stuff. But one of the things that has happened is that we've put in fiber optics, and we have a fiber optic cable now that goes between the Gene Bosch broadcast studio, which we're in, and our Sunrise Ridge studio, which is where all of our gear is and all of the servers and all that kind of stuff is located. And so we're going to get a much better signal, much quicker, thank goodness, much quicker transfer of data and that sort of stuff. And once we get all of that going, now we're going to go with TV for radio. And if you look around the room, you'll see that we have four cameras, and mm-hmm. you folks are on TV right now.
Wow.
We're on video for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
it's actually, we're kind of doing a test.
This
really.
Is much yeah. better than it will be when it's just the Brieflies here.
Yeah.
We consider ourselves, made for radio. We have faces made for radio.
Yeah. yeah.
not necessarily faces made for television.
Well, I wrote a little limerick saying that the Brown Briefleys were not slaves to fashion here on Vashon. So we're going to have
to stop.
Yeah, I won't do the whole thing. But we're going to have to up our game a little. That's for sure. But you look great today, Craig. Yeah. Look at that VA.
I thought we were going to be on television.
Fly.
No,
I'm
thinking I may have to get rid of my braces. You know, my suspenders.
No, we each have to have a different look. That's the thing about TV. We have to distinguish each other. Yeah. So, yeah. But I do want to quickly say. So, Red is he's our candidate for mayor, and he's the sweetest guy ever. Once you meet him, you will love him, and he will love you. He'll give you a good lean. He'll let you pet him as long as you want. He's all liver German short hair pointer. He's about 8 years old now, and he is our dog at Vashon Household. Our offices are at JG Commons, which is our senior facility. And he comes in on usually Wednesdays at least. And, he goes in and he goes in where they're having like coffee in the morning. You know, we have usually on Wednesday, Fridays, folks from Charter House, which is right across the kind of the berm from JG Commons, come in. So Red has learned that he can get cookies if he he's got his little fan club in there Bonnie bought him a box of cookies because he only gets dog food, no people food. That took a while for us to be like, no, please do not bring your bacon jar down for the dog, because that's going to be my problem in a few hours. But he is his slogan is keep Vashon forever affordable. We are running him to support Vashon Household. We have, obviously with six rental properties, 128 units, our maintenance needs are, staggering is how I would describe them. And the cost of, the cost of repainting Earnesy, which is up, it's our capital needs assessment, which is a kind of a 20-year plan for how you take care of your building, has had Earnesy repainting up for a few years now. And as we all know, painting is not cosmetic. It is critical to maintaining the structure of the building. And so it's years overdue, and it'll probably be at least $80,000 just for the Earnesy buildings. We were able, by a generous private grant, we were able to paint, get much of the cost of painting JG Commons last year, which came in at a super low. We had someone do it at $25,000, right? Wow. So Earnesy is that much bigger. Mukai comes next, and we know that one will probably be about $60,000 next year. So, we are raising money this year just to keep our buildings in repair and make sure that the folks who are living in affordable housing are kind of our North Star, is that everyone deserves to feel safe where they live and to feel proud of where they live. So that's kind of how we assess our choices at Vashon Household.
I'm glad you brought up the financial end of this, because do other organizations have goals for this fundraising, or is it just kind of whatever happens? I'm just curious.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah. I don't know that we have a particular goal, Maria.
No, we don't have a particular
for mayor, it's okay. This is such a lovely, lovely way to fundraise.
Yeah, I agree.
That we really kind of feel however much we raise is marvelous,
right?
Because everyone else is raising too. Yeah. I mean, we're all winning here. So
same with Vashon Explorers. We're just trying to enrich our program and create more science, more field trips, just things that will keep the kids excited and involved and wanting to learn, and learning more about Vashon itself too, the different beaches, the history of it. So bringing in some money where we can do that and bring outside people in to maybe educate them on some of that. Yeah. They're preschoolers, but some of them really want to know that stuff.
Of course. Absolutely. Of course they do.
Yeah. And I'm sure this is true for a lot of nonprofits. Individual donations make up 27% to 30% of our budget every year. That covers everything, right? So the more ways we can give people to give, the better off we are.
I agree.
Yeah, and I do want to really quickly make sure that we mention Inclusion Island, right?
Yes.
Which is Hershey Housing, kind of formerly known. I think they must have formally changed their name. Hershey Housing provides housing and work placement services for folks with disabilities, with intellectual and physical disabilities. And they do really fantastic work. They partner with organizations on the island. I know that they partner with groups off the island to provide technical support and, you know, kind of really, really kind of take care of one of our most invisible, right, constituencies, mm-hmm. one of our most invisible, vulnerable constituencies on the island, which is folks, you know, kind of experiencing disabilities. And also, you know, they do a lot of work making them non-visible, saying, you know, hey, you know, everybody has a can contribute, right? Whether that's through the workforce, you know, whether that is, you know, however it is that you are part of and included in your community. You know, I know they do that. And Blythe Danes is the gal who spearheads that and is fantastic. And then also we have Dove. And I'm guessing many folks are familiar with Dove, but they do, you know, they sort of, their roots were in, I'm not sure what the term of art is, but domestic violence, partner violence, intimate partner violence with Dove. And they have expanded now to sort of be it feels like the umbrella organization for constituencies, communities on the island who are marginalized, right? Whether that is the LGBTQIA plus community, whether that is folks who are experiencing partner violence, whether that is, you know, seniors who are in, you know, potentially abusive situations. Right. And one of the things that's cool about this table is how interconnected Absolutely. All of these organizations are. And I know, you know, we at Vashon Household, right, we partner with VYFS, we partner with the Senior Center, and we partner with Dove through social services, right? And so everybody is so interconnected. So I do want to make sure we've got Dove in here. And I think Nature Center, the Nature Center with Singer the Whale. I mean, wow. Talk about our newest, most high profile.
Has anyone seen that?
Yeah, yeah. Island resident.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so Singer is the Vashon Nature Center collaborated with some private folks, private citizens, as it were, on the island to recover that whale that had died just outside of the explorer area of KVI, right? Just the one, like the spot you kind of can't get to. So it was kind of really well preserved, right? And so they recovered it and they, what was it? Is it denatured the bones? Is that the term of it? But yeah. They cleaned them, right? Yeah. And got, you know, so it's this entire gray whale skeleton that is now hanging in the atrium at the VCA. It's stunning.
The tail moves. Yeah.
It's really cool.
You know, the gentleman who invented and designed that motion of the tail is one of our clients out at Vashon Municipal Airport. And they actually built that thing in one of his hangars.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
It was pretty cool to see.
And there was a partnership with the schools as well, I believe, right?
Yeah, they had, I think, some of the students come in and help them put it together, clean it, organize it, to get it, you know, into its shape and form again.
And the frame, the stainless steel frame of that houses those bones is the actual size of the whale. Wow. And so that represents the whale itself. Mm. In fact, the tail is all stainless steel, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I have not actually seen the whole thing put together. I've only seen the tail with its motion. So I'm excited to go see it myself.
Beautiful. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it just, again, a kind of a testament to the interconnectedness, right? That the nature, shout out to the Nature Center for involving so many island, you know, like folks and schools.
My daughter just did your daughter as well. They did the salmon down at Fern Cove, right?
Fern Cove.
Yeah. And my son did it 2 years prior to that. And it's something they all really look forward to. It's very fascinating. It teaches them about the environment that's around them. It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to say about fundraising that is so important. This is a very important event. This unofficial mayor campaign is a huge thing. But you know what really makes a big difference? If we can get people who be sustaining donors, people who make a monthly donation to the organization that they support. That sustaining ongoing donation is absolutely huge. It goes to fund operations, which is a very difficult thing to fund for any nonprofit organization. And, you know, we finally decided here at the Voice of Vashon to limit our events to just 4 events a year because they're so labor intensive and so much work for the benefit. But this mayoral campaign is one of the easier ones, I think, to do, and, except for the strawberry. I don't know, man. That appears to me to be a lot of work.
I know. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, Amy, who are the actual candidates for the other organizations? You mentioned the Whale.
Yeah, Singer the Whale, and Dove is Jazzy. Jazzy is a Aussie Shepherd puppy with blue eyes. Is like, you know, tan. It's got that tan Aussie Shepherd.
He's a red Merrill.
Yeah.
He's a red Merrill, just like our
oh,
two.
Red. Okay.
There's three.
Okay.
In the, like, ours are red Merrill's, blue eyes.
Okay.
So we've got a little Aussie competition going on. Great competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friendly.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine are only two, though, and this is a puppy, so I don't know. They might be winning on the puppy side.
That's cheating in my mind. You get a puppy.
Mine are pretty cute, though. They're mini, so they kind of look little.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mini.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Mini. Here. I'm a fan of mini dogs with red. You know, red weighs in at about 70 pounds. These days, he's getting a little middle-aged. He's usually 65. But those treats from the residents, I'm serious. They're like, he only had three cookies. I'm like, it has been like half an hour, you guys. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But yeah, Jazzy, super sweet. If you meet Jazzy, you're going to fall in love. So it's really, you should be saving up, folks. Save up for the mayor, because every single one of these mayor candidates that you meet, and all of these organizations, you're just going to want to give till it hurts. But it hurts so good,
right? That's right.
When you're supporting all of these organizations, it hurts so good. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to, in the spirit of Captain Joe, start off the donation process with a little bit for each candidate.
All right, all right.
Tiffany's making it rain in the studio.
Vote. There's a vote for each.
She's just slapping out dollars. Slapping out dollars.
We
all grabbed them.
The pressure is on, folks.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Can you hear this?
That's right. There it is.
Make it rain. Oh yeah, we got the strawberry. We got the strawberry waving the fan in with the dollar. That's pretty good. That's the one sexy strawberry, I gotta say. Yeah. Like the vibe is on with the strawberry. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I hate to admit this, but I just finally saw the face. The strawberry's only been here all morning and it finally just dawned on. It's got a cute little face with pink cheeks.
Yeah, and some like googly eyes. Like the eyes are a little bit googly.
Yeah.
Oh, and with the hat, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So
pretty good.
Where can folks meet some of these? I know, let's see, we've got First Friday coming up, July 1st Friday coming up. So be on the lookout for your mayor candidates running around uptown First Friday. And of course, I believe most of the candidates will be in the Strawberry Festival Parade. So you will be able to bring your dollars to the Strawberry Festival Parade. Where else? I mean, you can kind of go to the organizations and, you know, watch around town. You know, we'll have posters going up with QR codes, but anywhere else that folks are having an event where you can meet your candidate?
Yeah, I think that Friends of Mukai and Mukai Farm and Garden will host an open house right before all the Strawberry Festival festivities begin. So on that Friday afternoon, we'll have the Mukai home open and opportunities to take pictures with Marshall the Strawberry.
Oh, all right.
Nice. Mm. Nice. Anyone else?
And VYFS will be out on First Friday in front of Colvo's with a little table with our B candidate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are going to have something outside of the church, the Presbyterian church, on First Friday. It'll probably just be Ashley and I and our kids, and maybe we're going to try to get some of the preschoolers, but they're all on summer vacation. They don't want to come back to their teachers in preschool, but the dogs will be there, so you can come pet them and give them a treat, maybe only three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Excellent, excellent. We'll be probably be roving around with Red and looking for some shade, little shade for our pupper dogs, but we'll be on the move. Yeah.
I was going to say our hope for the tree is that the tree will also be out for First Friday and then be able to pop up around town at locations and times to be determined.
Ooh, secret.
So we can take some pictures and we'll do something at the senior center.
Excellent. Yeah. Since no one has cash anymore, do you encourage cash? You have Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. How else can people get money to you?
We'll have a nice QR code on all of everything we put out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone else takes everything else besides cash. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin, all the things.
Yeah. Crypto.
And as we
Stocks, we've discovered
at the Voice of Vashon, sometimes you have to explain to the half of the people on the island who are seniors that you don't take a photo of the QR.
Yes, that's true. That's quite true.
Oh, wait a minute, you don't?
Yeah, but yeah, we also will take cold hard cash.
Absolutely.
Of course. So, you know, just if you happen to have
cash talks.
Yeah, right?
Wait, yep.
There you go.
You can pay cash without being pre-approved.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can. You can. All right. So, Craig, I think we might have some more Strawberry Festival shenanigans coming up on the Brown Briefly.
It's all Strawberry Festival here this week and next week. We gave politics a rest. We needed a rest.
Yes,
exactly.
From talking politics. But next week, we have Lynn-Ann Polite, who's normally working at VCA, and Samantha Birdman, who is with the Glass Bottle Creamery across the street, down the road a little bit. They're the lead planning team for the festival, and they're going to tell us all about what went into planning for the festival, the entertainment that's going to be at the festival, where various sections are going to be for kids and adults, and probably most importantly for some people like myself, where the beverage area is going to be on that stage.
Yeah.
But July's coming up, July 17, 18, and 19, everyone. And I'm looking forward to it. It's always a good time. And it's turning more and more into sort of a music festival. We have a lot of great music at Strawberry Festival. So they'll be here, and then maybe we can get some insights into what's happening next year.
Yeah.
With regards to the festival.
Yeah, I think that's the big question, right? Is where will the festival reside in terms of planning next year? That'll be a good one.
Who's going to take the lead?
Yeah, and I will say I have been diligently, as promised, working on bringing that carnival back. I've been diligent on it for years and years and years now. And
thank you.
We flew so close to the sun this year.
Yes.
And got really, really close. I've now hearing people ask me about it in the grocery store. So I'm going to go ahead.
Significant.
Yeah, there was, you know, like two people who knew about it, and then four people who had to know because I had to ask people about spaces to use. And I think once four people on Vashon know about something. Yeah, so we...
Especially at Thriftway.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. So we, just to address any rumors flying around, we did locate a company, and we located a space, and got very, very close this year, but I just don't think it's going to all come together. But we'll continue to work on that. I think the space that we located would be fantastic for coming years. So that's really good, right, to have that locked down. We just need to find the right company that would come do it. And then the next question is money and how much Vashon might be willing to pay, right, kind of privately to sponsor or something like that, because there's no guarantees on the take. So we got really close.
That.
Yes.
Thank you for pursuing it and still trying as a child of Vashon carnivals for festival. Like, it is some of those core memories that I will never forget, and my kids don't know it, but so we appreciate you still trying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for your work.
My son loved it.
Yeah. We're going to keep trying. So, you know, I got to this through, just some good old Vashon networking. So if you happen to know someone who is in the carnival business and, or related to someone in the carnival business,
this is a good segue. I have to tell my carnival story.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
My parents were in their 80s and then retired on a little ranch down in Arkansas. And the town had one of these crazy days, you know, where all the merchants bring their wares out onto the street and so forth.
Yeah.
And my father, being a very inventive guy, put together a pony ride. You know, he built this thing by hand. And he had about six little ponies and put the little saddles on them. And he had them walking around in a circle, right? You know the pony ride thing.
Ew.
Well, the carnival was across the street.
Oh.
And the folks from the carnival came over and said, "We really like your pony ride. Would you like to come down to the next town, you know, where we're going to be?"
Oh, yeah.
And so my folks for the summer became carnies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They traveled with the carnival and with their little pony ride, and they loved it. They said they were the nicest people they've ever met. They really enjoyed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So,
anyway,
sweet.
That's my plug for the carnival.
My
80s. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know, Opal Montague, who's no longer with us, she was one of the original grannies who started the health center and the community council and all those things. She has a granddaughter who is an ace performer in Cirque du Soleil. Maybe we can prevail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, now that's fancy. That is fancy. I don't know if that's a zipper. Yeah. Like just a human zipper.
Well, I like the
that's
a, those death-defying rides. Yeah,
they are. And that was one of our. We want to make sure that the carnival that we bring to Vashon that it is not too death-defying.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, it's got. We want it to be the right one as well. So it is not.
Appreciate that too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we are not giving up. If you got a lead, get to me because I can make it happen if I can get the right lead. We're so close. So many pieces have been coming together over the years. All right, so next week we will talk more about Strawberry Festival and we'll get the down low. So for Craig, Tiffany, Allison, Lisa, Ashley, Jade, Marshall, Maria, my friend Maria, Truman, I am Amy, and this is The Brown Briefly. We will quote-unquote see you next week on KVSH.